Don Byron is a clarinetist who does a little bit of everything, from classical music to jazz to downtown rock to klezmer music. Playing klezmer music, which has its roots in the Jewish culture of Eastern Europe, has attracted the most attention to Byron, partly because Byron is black, dreadlocked, and comes from the Bronx. His first album as a leader is just out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
John Byron didn't put any klezmer music on his debut album, reasoning that if he did, it'd distract folks from everything else he does. Still, his album Tuskegee Experiments has a lot of different stuff on it, from Byron's own compositions to a piece each by Duke Ellington and 19th century composer Robert Schumann. Byron can play that music, but I like his piping jazz clarinet better. Even when his improvised lines aren't so melodically interesting, they have the kind of rhythmic urgency swing-era clarinetists got. In fact, Byron's a big fan of Artie Shaw and Ellington clarinetist Jimmy Hamilton, who have that same thing happening. Sometimes, Byron phrases almost like a drummer. It's significant that last year, he was on three really good albums by drummers, Bobby Previtt, Jerry Hemingway, and Ralph Peterson, who also plays on Byron's record. Peterson is one of the loudest drummers in jazz and displays the same sort of raw energy Byron does. This is from Duke Ellington's Main Stem. That's Bill Frisell on guitar and Lonnie Plaxico on bass. They're on about half of Don Byron's album. I've seen Byron play a lot in the last 3 years, and I've heard people in the audience make some wacko comments about him. Some folks say he must think he's Jewish because he plays klezmer, as if that clarinet-dominated music couldn't appeal to him on its own merits. Anyway, to make it clear Byron knows his real roots, his piece Tuskegee Experiment deals with a harrowing episode in African-American history. At the Tuskegee Institute in the 1930s, black men diagnosed as having syphilis were neither told of their condition nor treated for it, so doctors could study the disease's effects. The poet narrator is Sadiq.
Bring them to autopsy with ulcerated limbs. With howling wives, bring them in one coon corpse at a time, says Dr. Dibble. $1 a year for 40 years to watch these shadows rot. They didn't receive treatment for syphilis, but they got so much else. Medicine is as much art as it is science.
Records that try to do a little of this and a little of that don't always add up to much, but Don Byron avoids that pitfall with his new album. You don't hear much from young jazz clarinet players, not because they don't exist, but because record companies aren't very interested in them. Well, If there's room for only one new clarinetist in record store racks, we could do worse than Byron. An album under his name has been long overdue, but Tuskegee Experiments was worth the wait.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York.